There is something that's very simple and at the same time very profound. We don't view our life as being simple, but really it is. In our existence, the breath comes. We don't have to push a button. We don't have to say a prayer. And with each breath comes this life, comes this existence. I know that people have a lot of issues. Someone did this, someone did that. So much is happening, so many situations, so many distractions. But there is something else happening too. And it is not on the 9 o'clock news. It is not on the front page of a newspaper. And what is that? You are alive. That's what's happening. And when you turn on the TV tonight, it won't be on the news. When you read the paper tomorrow, it won't be in the headlines. You are alive. Let me qualify what I mean by you. You who came into this world, who is in this moment alive, breathing, existing. You who have the power to appreciate, the power to understand. You who have the strength to acquire knowledge, the thirst to be happy, the unwavering thirst to be content. You may see yourself as somebody's father, somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's friend. I see you as you. A solemn boat, a solemn vessel, making the journey on this vast ocean. And you have been touched by time. Time made the day you took your first breath, and it will also make the day you take your last. Those are the two ultimate moments. And in between those two moments, you exist. You are. On one hand, you have the responsibilities, your desires, your wants. On the other hand, you have the whole world telling you what you should wear, what you should eat, where you should be, what you should do. And you listen and say, okay, I will. Because you're a good little soldier. When the world says, this is what you should be doing, this is how you should be, you say, yes. I'm not saying what is good or bad, nor am I here to spell out whether it's right or wrong. It's merely an observation, but I cannot help but tell you that within you, there is another soldier. And it has marched and marched and marched through good and bad, through right and wrong, through snow and desert, through mountains and rivers. And you know who this little soldier is inside of you? Your heart, the voice that has stayed with you. When everything else was ready to abandon you, it was there. When everybody said, you are a failure, it was there. March on, go on. When everybody said, you are a success, it was still there. March on, move on, go on. Maybe your quest is to become successful. And in the quest of the little soldier within you is to become fulfilled. Are these two soldiers really that different? Are their goals really that different? Are their wishes really that different? What you want from success is fulfillment. If you want to become rich, it is because you think that will fulfill you. If you seek to have higher education, it is because you think that will fulfill you. So why the fight when the goals are the same? Why the lack of recognition of the heart when the goal is the same, to be fulfilled? The soldier on the outside says, go outside, you will find fulfillment. And the soldier on the inside says, go inside and you will find fulfillment. Well, which one is it? People say, you have to choose one or the other. You can't have both. I say, that's not true, because the fulfillment on the outside is temporary by its nature. If you make a beautiful painting today, somebody will make a better one tomorrow. If you are the wealthiest person in the world today, there will be somebody wealthier tomorrow. If you have 17 plaques on your wall tomorrow, there will be somebody who will have 18. That is the nature of outer fulfillment. But examine for a minute the nature of peace. When peace comes to the heart, serenity follows. It comes in abundance. Love comes flooding, uncontrolled. Joy cannot be held back. It bursts through the doors because something is right. That is what peace is. Peace is when this heart is not in duality anymore. When the struggle of the two soldiers has been resolved, you and what is within walk hand in hand, not as enemies. You become fascinated, not by questions, but by answers. Answers that are waiting within you, to touch you, to make it known that this existence is a gift, that this breath is a gift. Awaken into the arena of being conscious and accept what you are being offered every moment. Accept your reality. You being here, not somebody else. A person comes into this world, another sailboat, the sail goes up, the wind is blowing, and the boat begins to move. Who is steering this boat? Is it going somewhere? Or is it just meandering? Or is it going towards that beautiful destination that each one of us has been given? To enjoy in the truest sense. To be in peace in the truest sense. To be fulfilled in the truest sense. Not just today. That won't do. That is not fulfillment. I need to find fulfillment that I can get to whenever I need to feel it. So that if tomorrow I find myself hungry, I know where to turn and I can eat again. How simple is that? Do you ever sit down to dinner and say, this is it, I'm having this fantastic dinner, so I'm never going to eat again in my life? No. Tomorrow, you will feel hunger. And tomorrow, again, you will eat. And the day after that. Regardless of how big or beautiful a meal you've had, hunger will come. And when it does, you will need to eat. It doesn't matter where you go. Hunger isn't going to stop bothering you because you don't have food. Hunger isn't like that. Hunger lets you know its needs. And if you have the means to respond, then you fulfill your hunger. So if you have the means to be fulfilled, then fulfill yourself. This is where my message is dramatically different. I can show you that place inside of you where there is food, always. I'm not talking about cookies and crackers. I'm talking about the food that the heart needs. So that wherever you may venture, and whenever you may feel that hunger, you will have a place to go and feast. Feast. If you are searching for joy, I can show you where that joy resides. It is within you, and you can get in touch with it. You, too, can experience that serenity in your life. You, too, can feel, and not just feel, you can dance with it. You can adore it. You can embrace it. That is what is possible for each one of us. Look at a coconut. It's fascinating. It falls from the tree close to the shore. Tumble, tumble, tumble. The water comes to it, picks it up, and off this little coconut goes on a journey. And just like you, it has also packed a little suitcase. No compass, no GPS, no charts. Just what it really needs, and that's water. And off it goes, courageous little coconut. Big waves come, little waves come. Off it goes. Where are you going, coconut? No idea. Doesn't matter. Somewhere. Do you realize that this coconut has used all the possible resources it can? It contains water. The husk is its flotation gear. The shape enables it to travel on the ocean. It doesn't stick out of the water so much that a strong wind could give it trouble. Just enough to keep at a nice pace. And off it goes. Venturing, trusting like we don't even know how to trust. Through all the trials and tribulations it may go through, the coconut is rewarded. How do we know that? Every time you see a tree, and every time you see a flower, and every time you see a blade of grass, it's about what worked. The seed germinated and it flowered. That coconut made landfall. The same ocean that picked it up has dropped it off. And in a little while, the coconut will have seeded itself. And that tide will rise again, and away it will go. You are about what worked, not what didn't work. You are the testimony to the working of this incredible miracle called life. You are the testimony to this incredible chapter called existence. You are the testimony to this magnificence. You exist. You are. You are afraid of all that is not, yet you are all about all that is. Every day, you think about those things that have not happened. You plan for so much that has yet not occurred. I'm talking about the love affair with tomorrow. We would make bad coconuts. We would pack everything from yesterday. How much have we packed from yesterday and the day before yesterday and the day before that? And how much do we try to carry into tomorrow? There are two non-existent realities, yesterday and tomorrow. And where do we live? We live in this tiny, tiny little gargantuan space. It's tiny and it's huge. It is the moment called now. When you don't pay attention to it, it is so tiny, you could put it on the tip of a pin. And if you do pay attention to it, that same moment becomes a lifetime. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, but a lifetime. And I'm here to talk to you about a lifetime. Your lifetime. What will happen tomorrow? I don't know. But if I am alive tomorrow, I know what I must do. My day is meticulously planned. But even in all that meticulous planning, I still don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I do know that if I'm alive tomorrow, I must seek my fulfillment. I know that. That's my plan for a lifetime. And what's going to happen a year from now? I don't know. But if I'm alive a year from now, I know what must happen. I must be fulfilled as I am today, as I was yesterday, and as I pray, I will be tomorrow. Sometimes, when you go to someone's house, they offer you water. It's a nice gesture, a glass of water. No, thank you. I'm fine. It is your luxury to be able to have that water or not. But if you were in the desert, dying of thirst, it would not be a necessity anymore. If your friends happened to come by and offer you water, you would say, please. There is a point where the thirst becomes so obvious, that before your friend even has a chance to ask you, would you like a glass of water? You're already saying, water, water. Not, please may I. No, the thirst has come to such a level that all the may I and please are gone. And there is only one thing left. Water, water, water. When my thirst becomes so clear in my life, no one has to come along and ask me, would you like some peace? I have felt my thirst. It is like telling a thirsty person in the middle of the desert who's crying for water, don't worry, we have a plan in motion. We're going to convert this into a big, beautiful freshwater lake. It'll be 15 to 20 years, but hang in there. Pretty soon you'll be able to quench your thirst. No. What I need now. What I need in this lifetime. What I need is within. I need to feel that feeling within me. Not some concept. Not some idea. So how do you approach this subject? How can you possibly approach a subject as complex as the one I have talked about? You must approach this with the heart of a child. That's how simple it is. People say, well, I'm 50, 60 years old. I don't have the heart of a child. Yes, you do, because the only thing that has not aged and will never age is that inner heart. Never. Memory ages, eyes will age, ears will age, skin will age, everything else will age, but the heart and its quest will never age. You were a child once, and that child has always stayed a child. And that child is within you and will always be a child. And the heart of a child, simple, with no deceit. If you go to a music teacher, he'll tell you the same thing. Play from inside. Don't worry about what people think of you. Play like you have never played before. Play from inside. Play from your feeling. Play for yourself. That's what they're saying, in essence, is without cheat or deceit, without doubt, without a question, play. Approach the subject of life with the same simplicity. Approach the topic of this breath as the day approaches you. The sun begins to rise gently, gently, gently. Slowly, it shines through. Even brighter and brighter. And in the evening, simply, without any fanfare, it sets. and you fall asleep, and you rest, to awaken again in the morning. This is how simple it is. This is what is going on around you. The most powerful thing in your life, breath, unannounced, comes into you and it fills you. And life is breathing. And it comes and it goes. It has a rhythm and simplicity. You don't have to do anything. It's simple. It comes and it goes. Your likes, your dislikes, your thoughts, your good, your bad, all these play on. But the source of that life is this subtle, beautiful breath. The wind that is not a wind comes through and reverberates. This is your time, and the trumpet will play a tune. And the tune that it will play will be sweet and beautiful. And the music that will come out will be in adoration and gratitude for this existence. This is what it is all about. Not to walk the streets empty, so full of ideas and so empty of peace, so full of thoughts and so empty of tranquility. So full of all the messages that are just ringing through, and so empty of the ultimate joy. Recently, I was reading a magazine article about the places people go when they retire, when they can do what they have always wanted to do. And I said to myself, I wonder what it is. And when did they find out what it is that they have always wanted to do? Because you see, there is a word there that should have been underlined, always. It is not an accident that this is how the sentence is put together. What I have always wanted to do. Always. And there is one thing that you have always wanted to do. I'm not a miracle maker. I cannot make the world slow down, and I cannot make the world speed up. But if you are interested in doing what you have always wanted to do, I can help you. Listen to my words. And if you like my words, it is not you liking my words. It is your heart that's liking my words. I speak from my heart, and I speak to your heart. I can't speak to your logic. There is plenty of logic around. And yet, we have become better and better and better, only to become a little worse, a little worse, and a little worse. Advancement of the inside has not occurred, while advancement of the outside has accelerated. The net result is the two soldiers are not walking hand in hand. The two soldiers are not comrades. They might shoot at each other when they should be friends, because their ultimate goal is not that different. If you were lost in the jungle, thirsty, and searching for water, would you want someone to come and explain to you how you got lost, or lecture you on navigation, or give you a blanket, or would you like some water? Water. Thirst is what makes the need apparent. Before you started the journey, you said to yourself, I might need a blanket. So you packed a blanket. Oh yes, I might need a compass. So you packed a compass. I might need a flare. So you packed a flare. I might need a knife. So you packed a knife. I might need a bag. So you packed a bag. And now, you are in the middle of the jungle, and you're thirsty. Now, compass, I don't need it. Blanket, I don't care. Bag, I don't need it. Knife, I don't care. Water, water, water. The thirst makes it clear. No ambiguity. We don't need ambiguity in our life. We need clarity. And if someone can help us, remind us, I would like to have this person around. If I'm going to go on a journey through the jungle and there's a person who says, I can help remind you to keep that water, then I'd say, come, come with me. And keep reminding me to hang on to the water, because I'm going to need it. If someone feels the thirst, and what I'm saying makes sense, then I can help. This is a message that brings hope. In this jungle, there is hope. And that's very, very good.